Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara is discussing what the tam for Rabbi Gamliel, who holds Ein Get Acher Get, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer, is. Rava understands Rabbi Gamliel's tam is because he's misupik, misafgale, get idachi iloy dachi, maimer ikani iloy kani, which means, says the Gemara, get idachi iloy dachi. He doesn't know if get is something that's capable of fully getting rid of the Zika, meaning not only from the Yavam that divorced her, but even from all of the brothers, and not only from this Yavama, but even from the rest of the Yavamas. If get successfully gets rid of the Zika fully, then when you subsequently give another get to one of the other Yavamas, or one of the other brothers gives a get to any Yavama, then obviously that get is totally meaningless because you already got rid of the Zika, similar to the way that Chalitza works. And if Kama Loidachi, if the first get was not successful in getting rid of the Zika, then Basar Nami Loidachi. And the same thing holds true with Maimer. With Maimer, if it works, if it's Kani, then the subsequent Maisa of Maimer is meaningless because Maimer works similar to a Yibum. It creates a complete Ishus getting rid of the rest of the Zikas Yibum. V'i kama loikani, then basar nami loikani. That is what Rava says. Which means essentially that Rav Gamliel has a tzad to say that since the Zikas Yibum is a form of Ishus, you can treat it like you treat any Ishus. And therefore, as soon as you give her the get, the entire Ishus goes away, there's no Zikas Yibum left. Now the question is this tzad that Rav Gamliel is entertaining, according to Rava, is that a d'oraisa or only a d'rabbanan? The Rashba seems to hold clearly that Rava would never entertain that Maimer or Get works on a d'oraisa level, because Maimer is strictly a rabbinic invention. There's no reason to assume that he means on a d'oraisa level. He just means that the way the d'rabbanan were misakin the Get, or the way their Misakin Maimer is similar to other means of addressing Ishus, like the way that Chalitza works or Yibram works. However, the Karen Oyer has a suffix about this. As far as Maimer is concerned, we find the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez brings down the suffix of Reb Shimon. If Maimer is Koinam and Atorah Kenyan Gomer. However, he says, there's no way to learn that Get is working on a Deraisa level, because we don't find the Torah ever discussing Get by a Yavama. In addition to which, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Amud Aleph learns out from the pasuk of Beis Chalutz Hanal that only Chalitza Hanal could be Matir a Yavama and not a Get. And therefore, the Karen Oyer says that although one can imagine that there is a tzad that Maimer works in a deraisa level, like we see in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph, nevertheless, since there's the juxtaposition here of the din of Get and Maimer, and Get we know cannot work on a deraisa level, so it must be that the suffix Ligabi Maimer as well is only a suffix on a drabbanan level. However, he says, if you look at Rashi over here, in Dibra Maschil Tahavi, it's muchach that Rashi understood Bidas Rava that the Maimer operates on a deraisa level. How is this muchach? Says the Karen Oira, because over there, Rashi is explaining Abaya's Taina on Rava, and it's mevor in the Rashi that Lefi Rava, not only according to the Tzad that Maimer is fully Koine, do we say that a Maimer following a Maimer is ineffective, because the moment the first Yavam is Koine her, he's Koine her fully, and therefore the Maimer that the second Yavam does, or that this Yavam does to a different Yavama, is pointless, because the Zika is gotten rid of it entirely. It's even said, legabe, a subsequent bia, which means if, let's say, Reuven, one of the Yavamim, goes and does Maimer to the Yavama, if, let's say, his brother goes and does bia to a different Yavama, or even if he himself does bia to a different Yavama, that bia is ineffective. Now, on a deraisa level, if we are to say that Maimer doesn't operate, and it only works in the Rabbanan level, then how can you say that a subsequent bia, which is a deraisa mechanism, cannot take effect following that Maimer? Makes no sense. Obviously, you see, says the Karen Ora, that Maimer, according to this side, works even mid-deraisa. And Lefize, he says that you have to say that Get also helps on a deraisa level. And to explain why it should work on a deraisa level, he brings the drasha that Reb Kiva makes later, and Afnan Beis Mebeis, from the pasuk of the Yuchal Bala Harishain Loshav Lekachta, that after there is Shiluach, after somebody gives a get, there's already a lav to remarry her, and that's referring to a Yavama, and therefore the get severs his relationship with this woman. Now in the Sefer Birkas Avram, he asks the following questions. He assumes, like the Rashba that we mentioned, that Of course, get and maimer are only derabbanan, and therefore, if there really is a suffix according to Rava, whether maimer is kainer or not, or get is kainer or not, we should say suffix derabbanan lahakil, like we do by every suffix derabbanan. Furthermore, he says, why don't we say that we should be mukim achazaka? You go basar chazaka even by deraisis. So when it's a question about a get, it's a suffix, you should pass him with chazaka, that she has a cheskes heter. And by maimer, we should have chazaka, that she's a pnuya, she's a kukaliyavam, and through chalitza, we should matter her without a get. And he says, of course, according to the Rishonim, that hold that by a sveika didina, we don't use chazaka, then there's no question. But according to the Ran and Toises and Baba Basra, Daflam, Bezim, Bez, who hold that even by Sveika Dedina, you go Basra Chazaka, then the question remains. So he says you could say that since a Maisa was done, that's called a Reyesa, even though usually we pass him with Chazaka, but when a Maisa was done to create a Reyesa, then we don't. And he quotes a Toysin Ksubas, Dafchav Gimel Amid Aleph, that says that in a scenario in which a man threw a Kedushin to a woman, and Safik Kariv Lo, Safik Kariv Lo, then we answer her because there's a Reyesa in the Chazaka to Meikara. However, he says, even if there is no Chazaka, when you give Mimer after a get, why don't we say that there's a Sfek Sfeka? Number one, maybe the get is Doiche Legamri. And Imtim Tzeloimer, that it's not Doicha, maybe Maimer is not Koina. So in order to answer all these questions, he says as follows. He says, first of all, we have to wonder, how could it be that we actually have a suffix if Maimer or Get is effective? In this entire Masechta, we always have assumed that Maimer is Koina. It's just that there's Machloikas, Beishamim, Beisil, if it's Koina Medaraisa or Medrabbanan. So to say that Rabbi Gamliel is calling that whole idea into question is very strange. So because of this, says the Birkas Avram, it's a davar pashut that even according to Rava, Rabbi Gamliel is moide that Maimer accomplishes something. However, he says that Rava holds that the Chachamim gave the din of Maimer a din of Safik Dairaisa. It's not that we are mesupik if Maimer is fully kainer or not. Rather, when the Rabbanan designed the din Maimer, they designed it as if it was a din Safik. And they designed the takana that way in order that it shouldn't be treated any differently than Dereisa, because people will confuse Maimer with Yibum. And therefore, he says, there's no kasha that we should say Safik Darabonan Lekula, because the Din Darabonan Gufa was to treat it as if it was a Safik Dereisa. And the same thing would hold true with the kasha that he asked about Chazaka, because this is a Din Vade. Chazaka is something you get paskins when you have a Safik. This is a Din Vade. The Rabbanan gave a Din Vade to treat it like a Safik. So of course, you also don't have the kasha about Sfek Sfeika either. This isn't Hanhagami Din Safik. It's a Din Vade that the Rabbanan were misakein that gets the Gedarim of a Safik Dereisa. Now there is a Machlokes Rishonim how to understand the kasha that Abaye asked some Rava. That there is a concept of get achar maimer, umaimer achar get, v'get achar bi umaimer, umaimer achar bi v'get. Says the Gemara, v'yismisafkale l'Rabbi Gamliel, tehevi kibia l'chatchila. Says Rashi, that the kasha of the Gemara is that get after bia umaimer, and maimer after bia and get shouldn't be kind of memorvshach. Because if the first maimer or the first get was fully effective, then the bia following it or the get following it would be ineffective. So in the case of get achar bia or maimer, let's say, once the first maimer helped with Yavama number one, then that's it. She's totally kanui to him. And then the bia and the get following it with another Yavama would be meaningless. And if the first maimer did not help, then the bia following it was a totally bia ksheira. And then the get that followed that bia would also be meaningless because it's like you were miyabim the yavama. Like Rashi says, the Mishnah says, habi'ilu bezmanshi betchila ein achreya klum. And that would be considered like a bia betchila since the mimer that preceded it was not effective. However, the Rabbeinu Chananel, which is brought by the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, doesn't explain that the kasha is a kasha built on the Mimon of Shach that Rashi says. Rather, he says, V'isalka daitach misafkale, if you say that Rabbi Gamliel is misupik, tehevi hach bia betchila, the bia that followed that first mimer should be considered like bia that was done lechatchila, the kiven the mimer I get, heim midrabanan, the heim suffik, since mimer and get, both of them are only midrabanan, and they are a suffix, as ya bia vadois da iraisa vidachya sfeika drabonon, vahavila bia betchila. Now, this is very strange, because you see that the Rach is understanding that the reason why bia would be doicha maimer is not only because bia is the iraisa, maimer is drabonon, But he adds the fact that Bia is Vadai and Maimer is Sufik. Now, if you say that the Sufik here is whether or not the Rabbanan were Misakin Get and Maimer, then how could you say that Bia is Doiche, the Maimer, because Bia is a Vadai and Maimer is a Sufik? You should say that on the Tzad that Maimer actually is affected, if the Sufik, then there is one Tzad that it is effective, and on that Tzad, the Bia is not going to be Doiche. And if the answer to that is, because Bia is Dairaisa and Maimer is Rabbanah, so just leave it with that. Just explain that Bia is Dairaisa and Maimer is the Rabbanan. Why do you have to get involved with the fact that Bia is a Din Vadai? That's not relevant at all. Because on the Tzad of the Suffolk that Maimer is effective, then it doesn't help me the fact that there is a Suffolk. So had he just said that the reason why the B is effective is because the B is the Raisa and Maimer is the Rabbanan, then we can understand that he's telling me that it overrides a Rabbanan. But you can't say that B is more effective than Maimer because Maimer is a Suffolk, because in as much as you have the Suffolk, then at least let's entertain the Tzad that it is effective. And on the Tzad that it's effective, then the B shouldn't be Doichit. The Mereshes Moshe asks this question, and he says that Al Karchuk you see from the Rabbeinu Chananel, like the Sfarah that we just mentioned earlier, from the Birkas Avram, which is that it's not a suffix as to whether the Rabbanan were misak in the Takana or not of Maimer. Rather, it's a Takana Vados. But the Rabbanan, when they made their takana, they were misakin a din of a suffix. That is the gather of the takana. Get and Maimer have a din of a suffix. And therefore we could say that not only is Bia more effective than Maimer and Get, because Bia is the Raisa, Maimer and Get is the Rabbanan, we can even go further and say that Bia is more effective because Bia is a Din Vadai, as opposed to Maimer and Get, that their whole Takana was a Takana of a Suffolk. He wants to say, however, Bidas Rashi, since Rashi does say the Memonif Shech Svara, that Rashi doesn't learn this way. Rashi holds that the Rami Gamliel is Besuffolk if or not the Maimer is effective. He brings down the Lashon of the Me'iri that also sounds like he understands like this approach, because the Me'iri, when explaining Rava, he says, V'lav dafka misafkale. It's not dafka that Gamliel is misupik. Rather, when we say suffik, it's a figure of speech. We treat it that way. Now, according to Abaya's Maskana, the reason for Gamliel is not because misafkale, rather, because whatever level of kinyan was generated through the Maimer, it's already been done, so there's nothing you could add on to that. That's why ein Maimer achar Maimer, and the same thing holds true with ein Get achar Get. Now, what is it that the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan argue, and they say that, yes, get achar get, and maimer achar maimer. Says Abaye, v'Rabbanan, kol chad v'chad, takinu le'Rabbanan, get umaimer. Every one of the Yevamim, the Rabbanan were misakin, a get to be mafkia zika, and a maimer be Yevama, a maimer to be mechazik zika with each Yevama. Now, we understand that maimer is not kind of fully. It's not kind of the entire zikas Yevam, it's only partially kind of the zikas Yevam. Meaning to say that what Maimer does is it actualizes the yachas that this Yavam has with the Yavama that he did Maimer to. So whereas Bia would take the entire Zika, not only the kesher that's between this Yavam and the Yavama, but the kesher that exists between every Yavam and every Yavama, which essentially is the marriage of the brother who is deceased, and the marriage, the way that it expresses itself in the Zikas Yivam to all the brothers and all the wives. And what the Bia does is it channels all of those Zikas, all of those relationships into this one relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama that did Bia. It makes him fully take over his brother's marriage. Masha'en Keng, what Maimer does, it doesn't fully take over the marriage. Rather, it's mechazik, that one relationship that this Yavam has with this Yavam. Similarly, Get, all it does, is mafkia, the chelik that this brother has with this Yavam. Unlike Chalitza, which totally gets rid of the Zikas Yibam from all the brothers and all the Yavamas. Memela, we understand why the Rabbanan say, yesh get achar get, because after this Yavam gave the get to this Yavama, that doesn't mean that afterwards there can't be another get being given to a different Yavama, or another get being given by a different brother. Because all this get did was get rid of that specific Zika, not the general Zika. And that's the Lashon of Rashi over here. Kol chad v'chad min ha-yevamin takinu le-rabbanan get umaymer b'chol ha-yevamis. Hilkach leka le-meymer kama docha kol koyach ha-get. Therefore, we cannot say that the first one that gave a get to one of the yevamis, he was doicha kol koyach ha-get. De kama kol koyach haget di day the islay bahach yavama hu de docha. The first one that gave a get was only being docha his specific kesher between himself and that yavama that he gave a get to. Avol koyach get de achva bahach yavama, the koyach get that his brother has with this yavama, the relationship that his brother has, the zikas yibim between himself and this yavama, he wasn't docha. The koyach gita di day b'tzarasa, and also the koyach that this yavam has with the other woman, loy docha v'chein le'inyam maimer. This is the way that Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar explains as well. He says, "B'chol ha'yivamis tiknu chachamim shebeget oy maimer enoy doicha hayavam ve'enoy koine ela chel koi his chelik avaloi chelik echov." And so the way Abaye is learning, it would seem to be, according to the way these Rishonim are explaining, that that is good for the machloikes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Maimer and Get only have the koyach to affect the specific relationship between this Yavam and this Yavama. And that's why subsequent Maisim of Maimer and Gitin to other Yavamis from other Yavamim will still create an Isser Kroivis. Masha Enkein Rem Gamliel, who says, Ein Get Achar Get, the Ein Maimer Achar Maimer, he holds that the moment one brother does Maimer to one of the Yavamim, he may have not completely been kind of this woman. And the Zikas Yibam may still exist. Nevertheless, as far as Mimer is concerned, you've done all Mimer, you've exhausted all Mimer potential that there is in this Zika. That's a lashon of the Meiri over here. He says, Derech Mashal, that the Chomer Mamisakin, that Get is Yoyel Bechetzia, it helps for half of her, Vamimer Bechetzia. And as soon as you do one Mimer, he says that that first Mimer is kind of the entire Chelek Shemoyel Ba Mimer. Once you do Get, the Get has taken care of all that Get is capable of doing. So that is the machloikis, according to these Rishonim, lefi Abaye, between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamliel. However, the Chazinish, in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sifkot and Yud Beis, has a different explanation. He says, you know why? Yes, Get Achar Get, and Maimer Achar Maimer, according to the Rabbanan. Not because Get only addresses the specific Zika between this Yavam and this Yavama. Rather, he says, according to the Rabbanan, the Takana of Maimer and the Takana of Get was only a Takana L'chumra. The Hainu, Get was a Takana that made it that the Kroivis of this woman are usher to him. And the takana of Maimer was a special takana saying that now you have to give a get to this woman. But it was only a takana l'chumra and not l'kula. Meaning, Maimer and Get do absolutely nothing to the Zika, according to the Chachamim. Get doesn't get rid of the Zika, and Maimer doesn't strengthen the Zika. Not the general Zika, and not the specific Zika between this Yavam and this Yavama. All the Get does is Chal Legabe, the Dinam of the Get, the Isser Kroivis and the Isser Chalitza. Because we're worried, when you see this person give a Get to the Yavama, you'll mix it up with Chalitza, and you'll think that if you're allowed to do Bia to her after the Get, then you're also allowed to do Bia after Chalitza. So that doesn't mean that if subsequently you give another get to a different Yavama, you don't have the same Gzeira. The get did not accomplish anything, Ligabi the Zika. It's strictly a halacha that you're not allowed to marry her Kroivis so that people shouldn't make the mistake. And the same thing holds true with Maimer. Maimer is only a halacha that you're mechuyev to give this woman a get. But that doesn't mean that if you do Maimer to a different Yavama, you won't have the same Gzeira. And that is the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel holds that the gedder of Maimer and of Get was a gedder that relates to the Zika. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Maimer and Get are mafkia the Zika. Maimer is mafkia similar to the way that Bia works. And that's why afterwards you can't have another Maimer. And Get, of course, is mafkia the Zika, similar to the way that Chalitza works. And that's why afterwards you cannot have another Get. Now, of course, the Chazon Ish is moide that Get doesn't fully get rid of the Zika because, like we know, Maimer helps after Get, even though Ein Get Acher Get. And Get also helps after Maimer. And that the Chazon Ish explains by saying that the Hafkas HaZika that's generated through Get is only Chal Klape, a similar Pa'ula. Legabe, a different Pa'ula, like Get, the Hafkas HaZika is not Chal. So the Chazon Ish is arguing on the other shittas in terms of the shita of the Rabbanan, that they understand that according to the Rabbanan, the reason why Yesh Get Achar Get or Maimer Achar Maimer is because each one only relates to that specific Yavam and Yavama, and therefore there's room for the other Get and Maimer to take effect legabe other relationships, like legabe other Yavam and Yavamas. Masha'enkein, the Chazon Ish understands that the reason why you can have a Get Achar Get and a Maimer Achar Maimer lefi the Rabbanan is because it really wasn't chal at all. Nothing was chal legabe the Zika, not the specific relationship, not the general relationship, and all that was chal was iser, so that iser could be chal twice. Every time that you do a pa'ula that's similar to chalitza, you're mechal that same iser. And Chazinish points out that over here in Tosfos is mevor not like his pshat. And that's actually also the mashmos of Tosfos and of chavav mebeis dira maschav chalitza, because over there the lashon of Tosfos is that balas haget. And Maimer is Kolsha Zika, which is Mashu that the Rabbanu were Mafkia the Zika through the Get and Maimer. It wasn't as if it was only Xerid Rabbanan answering you in the Kroivis. It was actually Hafka, the mixes of the Zika. Now Abaye, after explaining the Etzem Shita of Ram Gamliel and the Rabbanan, he continues and explains the reason why Ram Gamliel and the Braisa says that there is a concept of doing Maimer after a Bia Psula. A Bia Psula is a Bia that followed a Get. Or that you could have a get after a bia psula, meaning a bia that followed a mimer. When we say it followed a mimer, it followed the mimer that somebody did with a different yavama. So the two cases are, number one, somebody gave a get to one yavama. Afterwards, bia was done with the next yavama. And after that, there was mimer. So according to Ram Gamliel, that last mimer asers kroivis. Because what preceded the mimer is what's called a bia psula. The other case is that you started off with Mimer, a different Yavama, you went and did Bia to her, and then afterwards he gave a get to another Yavama. Since this get was preceded by a Bia Psula, it also creates an Isser Kroivis. So Abai explains, Vahai Bia Psula, this Bia Psula that was done either after Nesinus a get to a different Yavama, or after Mimer to a different Yavama, is obviously not fully koine, the second yavama, to the extent that a get or mimer can't happen after it. Rather, it leaves room for the mimer and the get to happen after it. And he explains it's adifa mi mimer and it's griya mi mimer. In a certain sense, bia psula accomplishes more than mimer, and in a different sense, it accomplishes less than mimer. Adifa mi mimer, the ilu mimer achar mimer, if you were to have a mimer following a different mimer, we said loy mahani. Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's not koine, it doesn't do anything. Because whatever you were successful in being koine al yidei the first mimer, that same level is what you're trying to be koine with the second mimer, and it's already done. Whatever could have been done al yidei mimer happened through the first mimer. The ilu bia achar mimer, if you have a bia following a mimer that was done with a different yavama, mahani, that bia will be matzrich a get. And would aser kroivis. So in that sense, it's stronger than mimer, because mimer after mimer can't accomplish anything. Bia after mimer can. And that's obviously because bia is a deraisa, so it accomplishes more than mimer. It's more chashiv, it's more of a kinyan. And nevertheless, he says, griya mi mimer, bia, that's a bia psula, if it was preceded by a get or mimer, is less than mimer, the ilo mimer achara get. When one does mimer to one of the yavamas, after a get was given to a different yavama, Kone lekulei shiura de get. The Bala Maimer is koine, the entire chelika yavama, that Maimer is capable of being koine. Because as we explained, get and Maimer don't address the same parts of the yavama. Nevertheless, he says, ve'ilu bia achra get, if you have bia with one yavama that followed a get that was done to a different yavama, loy kanyele lekulei shiura de get. You're not koine with that bia, whatever is left over after the get. Now the Taz Yishanim and the Taz Rabbeinu Peretz ask a very interesting question. We just explained al pi Rashi. Rashi in the Ramaskal Adifa Mi Maimer explains what we just said, that Adifa Mi Maimer we see from the fact that although Maimer is meaningless after one Maimer, if you do Maimer with one Yavama, the subsequent Maimer with a different Yavama doesn't accomplish anything, doesn't create an Isser Kroivis, and it doesn't require a get. And nevertheless, a bia that's after a mimer does create something. So you see, accomplishes where mimer does not accomplish. So they ask, who says that that means that bia is adifam in mimer? Maybe lo'olam, a bia psula, a bia that came after a get, is on the same exact level as a mimer. However, the reason why a mimer after mimer doesn't help, whereas a bia after mimer does help, that's because a mimer is a duplicate. It's doing the exact same thing as the original mimer. And like we explained, the amount of ishus that you could create through a mimer has already been exhausted. Because that chaluk of the woman, that subject to mimer, has already been addressed by the first mimer. But since a mimer, after all, is not koina a kinyan gomer, maybe a bia that comes subsequently after a mimer could be koina the chaluk that was nishtayer from the kinyan a mimer. Just like we find that get and mimer address two different aspects of the isha. Answers Rabbeinu Peretz. And since the Gemara says that the Chachamim were misakim b'yavam at tzad kinya v'tzad chiyah, meaning the ability to be kind to her and the ability to push her off, and Maimer and Bia are both on the being kind side, so they both address the same part of the woman. It may be true that a get and Maimer address different parts of the woman, but that's because they're accomplishing two different things. One is to be kind and the other is to be doicha. And if it wasn't for the fact that Bia is adifa from Maimer, then it would not be able to be kind anything after Maimer. Now this is all about the fact that we said that it's adifa mi Maimer. What does it mean that it's griya mi Maimer? So he said that Maimer acher get kani lukulish yura de get. When you give a get to one yavama and subsequently you do Maimer to a different yavama, the Maimer is capable of being kaina whatever part of the isha the get left over. And Rashi explains, kol masha shayer get le Maimer, ve'ein Maimer acher moil klum achrov. Another Maimer can't help after this Maimer im chazer v'asa Maimer v'shlishis. If you now went and did Maimer to a third yavama, that Maimer would be ineffective. Because anything that the get left over, the second Maimer was koina. You can't have a kinyan after this Maimer. Rashi says, Kirka Amarem Gamliel, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. The Lashon Rem Gamliel, the Mishnah is that you never have Maimer Achar Maimer, Veloishna makes no difference. You have a Maimer Rishin Achar Get. If the first Maimer was after a get, Eloi, Ein Maimer Acharov. Veloi Plug Ben Shahaya Maimer Rishin, Betchila Ben Shahaya Achar Haget. Because he says there's a dik, it should have said in the Mishnah, Moider Em Gamliel, Sheyesh Maimer Acher Maimer Veget. If there was a Maimer that followed a get, it's different than a Maimer that didn't follow a get. Masha Ein Kain, a Bia that follows a get, you see that it's not Koine Kol Sheyura de Get, and that is seen in the fact that a Maimer, which is done to a third Yavama, after that Bia was done, creates Isurim, so we don't say Ein Maimer Acher Bia that followed a get. Now that is the way Rashi learns. That we're contrasting Bia to the Maimer in the sense that a Maimer that happens after a get ain't Acher of Maimer, and a Bia that happens after a get, yesh Acher of Maimer. However, Toises, the Maskal Adifa, learns differently. That the Adifas that Maimer has over Bia is that Maimer, you can't have a Maimer following it. Masha'en kein a Bia that's after a get, you can have a Bia following it. We're not comparing and contrasting Maimers following the two of them. Rather, when you have a Maimer that followed a get, it cannot be duplicated with a Maimer afterwards. Masha'en kein Bia can be duplicated with a Bia afterwards. If you have a Bia that followed a get, the next Bia with the third Yavama will create Isuri Kroibis. The Braisa continues and explains, Ketzad Amram Gamliel Ein Get Achar Get. What exactly is the case in which Amram Gamliel says Ein Get Achar Get? So it says, Shtei Yavama Ishenaflu Lefnei Yavam Echad. If two Yavamis were noifles lifnei one Yavam, and that Yavam gave a get to both of them, nasin get lazu v'get lazu. Rav Gamliel Oimer, choyleitz l'rishayna v'asir b'krevi seha. Of course you have to do chalitza because the zikas yibim is still there. However, Rashi explains that when it says choyleitz l'rishayna, it really doesn't mean that it only works if you do chalitza to the first one, because after all, he says, if you would do chalitza to the second one, it would be a chalitza ma'al yisa. Because doing chalitza to the second one is a chalitza that does not follow a get. Because after all, the get that you gave to the shniyah was invalid, because it was a get achar get. So essentially, a chalitza to the second one would be more effective than chalitza to the first one. So why is it that the Braisa insists on giving chalitza l'rishayna? Says Rashi, it's an etza toiva. Because since the second one got a get that followed a get, according to Gamliel, the get you gave to the second one doesn't aser her kroivis. The first one already got a get, and therefore her kroivis are aser. So if you're going to do chalitza, you may as well do it to the first one, and that way you will not create an iser of the kroivis of the second one. If you do chalitza to the second one, then her relatives will become aser on you. So then the kroivis of both of them will be aser. The Marsha asks, why is it that Rashi had to explain the reason why you do the chalitza to the first one is in order that the second one's kroivis shouldn't become usher? Why couldn't he say, you don't want to pasal her l'kahuna? Because after all, it's only chalitza that's usher l'kahuna. And the first one is already usher l'kahuna because she got a get. The second one got a get that was invalid. Like we find the Gemara says in the Femdala Med Aleph, that a Yavam, there was Naflu Lefan of Shtei Yavamis, Achas Ksheira V'Achas Psula, we are supposed to do Chalitza to the Psula, not to the Ksheira, and the Gemara says, V'Kan Shana Rabbi, Shla Yishpech Adam Mei Boire, V'Acherim Tzrichem Loi. It's a mashal, a person shouldn't spill out his Mei Boire when other people need it. Meaning to say, you have absolutely no need for the Mayim in your Boire, but don't spill it out when other people need it. So too, this Yavam is going to do Chalitza. Obviously, he doesn't care if he's Chalitza to the Psula or to the Ksheira. But don't spill it out when other people need it. So don't do Chalitza to the Ksheira when you can do Chalitza to the Psula and let the Ksheira be married to Kahuna. So says the Marsha that from here you see that even though Rav Gamliel says that the second one, when you give a get to the second one, it's not chal, her kroivis do not become usher to the yavam, nevertheless, she's still psula l'kahuna, because she did receive a get. So there's a din called reach a get. It smells of a get, it looks like a get, you gave her a get, and we would not be mata her l'kahuna. Therefore, there's no need to dafke do the chalitza to the first one, so that the second one should be mutter l'kahuna, because she's not mutter l'kahuna. Memela, we understand why Rashi says, according to Rav Gamliel, that you do the chalitza to the first one and not to the second one as an etzet toiva, but not le'inyan de iser kroivis. However, the Rishash says that the rule is that any get which actually does generate an iser to kahuna would also passel the kroivis when you give it to a yavama. Therefore, he says that since, according to Rav Gamliel, the second get is ineffective, it doesn't aser a kroivis, the second get would also not passel her l'kahuna. So we're back with our question, why did Rashi have to say that the reason why we choose the first one as opposed to the second one to do chalitza to, and Rashi explained that it's because it's the first one's kroivis that are already aser, and the second one's kroivis are mutter. Let him say that we choose the first one because she's anyway psula l'kahuna, and the second one is not yet psula l'kahuna. Explains the Rishash that the reason why Rashi chose this reason is to cover the case of two yivamim and one yivama. If two yivamim, one of them gave a get to this one yivama, and then the second one also gave a get to this yivama. So who should do chalitza, the first one or the second one? In such a case, we don't have the Sfarah of the Marsha, because we're talking about one woman. That one woman is definitely Psul L'Kahuna, Machmas the first get already. And the Marsha was talking about the case where there are two Yevamais. So the first one became Psul L'Kahuna, the second one is not Psul L'Kahuna. So do Chalitza to the first one and not the second one. If you have two Yavams and only one Yevama, then to do Chalitza to the first one can't be because of reasons of Psul L'Kahuna, because this one woman is Psul L'Kahuna. The reason, however, says the Rishash, that Rashi is explaining to us, is do the first one should do Chalitza, because if the second one do chalitza, then both of them are going to be usher to this woman's kroivis. The first one is usher kroivis because he gave her a get, and it's a chayz gerushasai. The second one will be usher to his kroivis because he's doing chalitza. So let the first one, who's anyway usher to her kroivis, do chalitza, and that way the second one will be mutter to her kroivis. The Aruch Lener asks another question on Rashi. He says, why is it that Rashi can't say that the reason why Rav Gamliel tells you to do chalitza l'rishayna, it's not merely an Eitzah Toiva Kamash Balon. Rather, he's coming to tell me a Chiddush. And that is that Chalitza to the one who you already gave a get to is a valid Chalitza and would pater her Tzara. Because we know Shita Shmuel is Chalitza to the Balas HaGet does not pater her Tzara. So maybe that's Gufa what he's coming to tell us. Says Lo Aruch Lener, if that was his intention to tell us that, then he didn't have to say Dafka Nosen Get La Rishayna. He could have said Nosen Get La Echad Mehen. If he gives a get to one of the two Yavamas, that would have been sufficient in order for me to know that even the Balas HaGet, her Chalitza would pater at Tzara, because if you tell me that it's either one, Le'echa Mehen, then I see that it doesn't make a difference which one of them. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Nasan Get Lezu, V'Get Lezu, if he gave a get to each one of the Yavamas. Rabbi Amliel Oimer, Chalitza the Rishayna, V'Asr B'Krevi'Seha. You should do Chalitza to the first one, and your Asr to Krevis. U'Mutter B'Krevi'Shniya. Lema Tahavi Tiyuvta de Shmuel. The Gemara says, let us say that this is a Tiyuvta, it's a refutation to the Shita of Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Chalatz, L'Balas HaGet, Loi Nifter Atzara. Shmuel's Shita is that if you're Chalitza to the Balas HaGet, it doesn't pater her Tzara. And the Gemara answers, Amar Lecha Shmuel, Ki Amri Ano, when did I say this Shita? That when you do Chalitza to the Balas HaGet, it doesn't pater Tzara? That's a Libet de Mandiyamar Yesh Zika. That's according to the Mandiyamar, who holds that there is a concept of Zika. And there's a strength to Zika. And therefore, if a woman is a kuka liyibum, she needs to get rid of that Zika, al yidei, a proper chalitza. So if it's a chalitza that was to a bal saget, that would not adequately get rid of the Zika that exists between the other yavama and the yavam. Rabbi Gamliel, on the other hand, says the Gemara, holds ein Zika. So since the Zika is not as strong, it goes away with the chalitza koldehu. Now, Adav Chav Zayin, the Gemara is dealing with this memra of Shmuel, and the Gemara actually has a discussion as to whether the din of Shmuel was said, even according to the Mad Yomar, Ein Zika. In the Maskana of the Sugya, there are two Mahalchim. There's the Gemara and Rav Ashi. And there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand the chiluk between the two mahalchim and the Gemara. According to Rashi over there, the two mahalchim and the Gemara are gufa arguing whether Shmuel's shita was said in dafka according to the Mandu Yomar that yesh zika, or it was even said according to the Mandu Yomar ein zika. Because according to the first mahalach, Shmuel said his memra according to the Mandu Yomar ein zika, and according to Rav Ashi, the second mahalach in the Gemara, Shmuel said his memra dafka l'mand yomar yesh zika. Now, according to Rashi, it comes out that the two mahalchim are arguing whether chalitza psula, a chalitza which is psula yoyser, which is more puzzle, will pater the tzara whose chalitza is less problematic, lefi the mand yomar that ain't zika. According to the first mahalch in the Gemara, the chalitza of Yevama, who has a greater, a stronger iser yibum, her chalitza will not pater a Yevama whose iser is on a lesser level. Mashenk and Ravashi holds that as long as the two of them are pasul, so the chalitza of one of them will indeed pater her tzara, even if the chalitza that you're doing is to a woman whose psul is greater than the other one. And that is if you hold ein zika. So according to this, the Teretz in our Gemara, that Shmuel said his shita, that chalitz lebalz get loinifter tzarasa, because the chalitza is on a lower level, and won't pater a woman who has a greater zika. And our Gemara explains that Shmuel was talking l'shitasi the yesh zika, but if you hold ein zika, then a chalitza that's pasul will indeed pater a chalitza whose psul is lower. This whole teretz is said according to Rav Ashi and not according to the other mahalach in the Gemara. Because according to the other mahalach in the Gemara, even according to the shita that ein zika, still a chalitza psula yoiser will not pater for a chalitza that is psula pachas. That is lefi Rashi. However, according to Tosfos over there in the sugya, according to the Gemara's maskana, Shmuel said his shita dafka l'shitasai that yesh zika according to both mahalchim the Gemara. But if you hold ein zika, then the chalitza that's psula will pater her tzara, even though the tzara has no psul, and that is even according to Shmuel. Shmuel would be moida that according to Rav Yomar ein zika, then a chalitza psula will pater a tzara that doesn't have a psul. So it comes out that our Gemara, according to Tosfos's way of learning, is l'kuliyama. Our Gemara that's being toila Shmuel's shita on the Mandu Yomar yesh zika, but if you hold ein zika, then it will pater. That is according to both mahalchim and the Gemara. Now, why is it that in the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara felt that Rav Gamliel and Chachamim in our Mishnah are arguing as to whether yesh zika or ain zika? The Gemara says, "Mid Rav Gamliel savar ain zika, Rabbanan savar yesh zika." What was that based on? So Rashi says, "Koloimer kasalka daitan dechihechi depligi Rabbanan Rav Gamliel beget acher get hachi pligi bezika." The Gemara just thought that since they happen to be arguing about the inyan of get achar get, they also have a machloikis, whether yesh zika or ain zika, but that machloikis, Rashi says, v'afgav de b'milsayu lo shaminenle. We don't see it at all from their shitas. However, other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, explain that the Havamit of the Gemara is based on the Shittas of Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan. And they explain as follows. Since Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan argue whether yesh get achar get or ain get achar get, and so too, yesh maimer achar maimer or ain maimer achar maimer, the Gemara understood that the Machlokes Gufa is dependent on the question as to whether yesh zika or ain zika. According to Rav Gamliel, who holds ain zika means that there is no kesher now, prior to Yibum, between the Yavam and the Yavama that we could call Ke'ein and Ishus. Ein Zika. Therefore, when the Yavam gives a get to the Yavama, what does that get relate to? There's no Zika between the two of them. Or if he does Mimer, what marriage is that enhancing? There's no Zika yet between the two of them. Al Karchach, we have to say that the Maisa Gerishin relates to the Kedushi HaMeis. It's as if he's giving her a get and divorcing her from his brother's kedushin. Therefore, it stands to reason that his maisa gerushin affects the entire bias, even the relationship that the tzara has, that the other woman has. And that's why ain get achar get. A second get is not going to be effective because the kedushin of the mace has already been gotten rid of. And the same thing holds true with Mimer. Mimer is mechazik, the kinyan of the Kedushi HaMeis. And with one Mimer, that kinyan is nischazik. So there's no need for another Mimer. However, the Chachamim hold yesh zika. Yesh zika means that the Yavama is kshura to the Yavam, machmas atzmam. There is a real kesher between the Yavam and the Yavama. And therefore, when you give a get, you're being mevatel, the zikas yibam, between the two of them, and not necessarily between the others. And therefore they hold yesh get achar get, because each one is capable of being megarish the zikas ishus that he has with her. And of course that would be the same tam for yesh maimer achar maimer. Nevertheless, the Gemara is doicha that even the Rabbanon could hold ein zika. And the Pshat and the Chachamim, who hold that yesh get achar get, doesn't have to be because there's already a kesher between the Yavam and the Yavama. Even if you understand that the kesher that exists now is only because of the Ishus HaMeis, nevertheless, each Yavam has the ability to affect the Ishus HaMeis. That's the Dinder Abanan of get to a Yavama. If you learn like the Chazon Ish that we mentioned before, then it's very simple what the Shita of the Rabbanan is and why it's not dependent on Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Because the Din that a get helps to Aser Krovis is only a Takana der Rabbanan. It doesn't really have to do with affecting the Ishus on any level. It's just the question of whether it looks similar to a chalitza, and there's a makam for gzirah d'rabbanan, and therefore it doesn't bother us that there's no real ishus going on between the yavam and the yavama. The Gemara comes up with a list: Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Gamliel, Ube Shammai, Reb Shimon, Uben Azai, Reb Nechemya, Kulu Sfir Luhu, Maimer Koine Kinyan Gomer. Says Tosfos over here in Dibur Masal Kulu Sfir Luhu, that Ein Hatanoim Kulon Shavin. It's not as if this is all one shita. And you find this very often in the Shas. The Gemara will say that a bunch of Tanoim hold like one shita, but there are variations within that shita. Because says Tosfos that Beis Shammai say that it's Koina Midairaisa. The rest of the Tanoim hold that it's only Midrabanan. Furthermore, Rabbi Gamliel only holds that it's Koina Le'inyan, the fact that Maimer will not help after it. And Ben Azai, of course, makes a difference between Shnei Yavamim v'Yavama Achas and Yavam Echad u'Shtei Yavamas. Reb Shimon, Misafkale, Ikoni Iloi Koni. So you see that they're not all exactly on the same page. Tosfos brings an example of such a Gemara that the Gemara says in Sukkah and of Zion that there's a whole list of Tanoim that hold that Sukkah Diris Kevabe Inan, but they're not all the same, Lahalacha. One of the Shittas holds that the Shir is Arba Amis al Arba Amis. One of the Shittas holds that it only has to be Roish of Rubi v'Shulchanoi. So saying Diris Kva will have different levels, Lav Dafke, it's going to end up with the same Halachas. But in principle, they all are of the opinion that Sukkah has elements of Diris Kva. So too, over here, all of the Tanam have elements of the idea that Maimer is Koina, but they're not all an agreement, Ligabe the Dinim. However, the Ritva explains that over here it's slightly different. Because he says, even though the Tanoim are not in agreement as to whether Maimer is Koine Min HaToira like Beis Shammai, or only Midrabanan like Beis Hillel, and if it's Koine in all scenarios like Rav Gamliel, or only in some scenarios like Ben Azai, nevertheless, they all agree to the extent of the Toikif of the Kinyan of Maimer. Maimer is Koine and not a weak type of Kinyan that's Mishayer, that leaves over a Kleshus in the Kinyan. Rather, it's Koine Kinyan Gomer. And that's Lashon of the Gemara. They all know that it's Koine Kinyan Gomer. They all agree to the Echos, to the quality of the Kinyan Maimer, wherever they hold of it, and whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. That is what the Ritva says. The Keren Oira, though, says that what Rabbi Yochanan means in our sugya is that all of these Tanoim hold that there is a Ktsas Kinyan in a Torah, and that Ktsas Kinyan is enough to be Meinea, the Maimer Shela Acharov, from being Chal. If you do a Maimer, a subsequent Maimer, after this Maimer, it's not going to be Chal, and that is universal to all of these Tanoim. Now, one of the Tanoim that's mentioned over here is Reb Shimon. This is a Gemara later in Perek Yisha Rabbah. It's discussing a Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, a Katan. He's 9 years old, he's a Bar Bia, but he's not yet a Gadol, and he was Boyal, his brother's wife, his Yavama. Now, like we said, he's a Bar Bia, so his Bia has a Shem Bia, that we see in other Dinam as well. If, let's say, an Isha is an Eshes Ish, and she's Niv'eles Berotzen to a Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, she gets Misa. So the Bia of a Ben Teisha Shanim has a Din of a Bia, except that he's a Katan, so therefore he's not Koine, this woman, Min HaToira. Therefore, the Chachamim decided to be misakin that his Bia has a din like a Maimer. So if this Katan was boiled, his Yavama, and then his brother, who's also a Katan, he's Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, he was boiler as well. It says, if this lady was Mekabela's Maimer from two consecutive Yavams. Therefore, it says in the Mishnah that she is Asura on both of them, because the Maimer of each one is Ma'akiv, his brother, from being Meyabimer when he gets older, when he becomes a Gadol. However, Reb Shimon argues, and he holds that a Ben Teisha Shanim, it's a Suffolk, if he's kinder her, and therefore the first one could be miyabim her when he gets older. The Gemara brings down the dialogue that happens between Reb Shimon and Chachamim. Amar lo Reb Shimon l'Chachamim, in bias rishon bia, if the Mateus Shana v'yamecha, the first one who was boiled her, is a bia, bia sheni ain't a bia. Then it comes out that the bia of the second one is not a bia. In bias rishon ain't a bia, that if you're going to tell me that if the first one doesn't have a din a bia, she doesn't become nictus to him, in bias sheni nami ain't a bia. So the Gemara says that Reb Shimon is saying that the Bias Sheni is not a Bia because the Bias Rishon, which only has a din of a Mimer. So you see that Mimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer. Now the Rashba points out that the Lashon of Reb Yochanan sounds like he holds that Reb Shimon says that Mimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer, whereas we just heard from the way Reb Shimon talks to the Chachamim that it's a Suffolk. He gives him two options. If it is kind of, then this is the Allah. If it's not kind of, then the second one is also not kind of. But the Rashba says that you could learn that Reb Shimon is just saying this L'divrei Chachamim. Even if you don't agree to me that the Bia of a Katan has a din of Mimer, which is kind of Kinyan Gomer, at least you should agree that there's a Svar of Mimonifshach. However, as we saw earlier, Rashi understands, and Tosfos as well, that Reb Shimon himself is mistapik if the Bias Rishon is kainer or not. And like we explained, Al Piyat Tosfos, that not all the Tanoim are on the same level of Maimer Kainer Kinyan Gomer. Reb Shimon is on the level that he's misupik. The other Tanoim hold that it's a Vada. Now the Ramban asks a very simple question. He says, why does Reb Yochanan have to bring a Raya from Reb Shimon over there in Perek Yisha Rabba that is discussing a bia of a katan, which is like Mimer, to show that its shita is the Mimer kind of Kenyan Gomer? There is a Beferish Reb Shimon and Aflamet Alfma Beis that is discussing real Mimer. Over there, this is the famous case of Shlosha Achim, Nisuim Sholosh Nachriyos, Umeis Echamehem. There are three brothers, they're married to three women. They're not sisters to each other, they're three independent women, and one of the three brothers dies. One of the remaining brothers does Mimer to the Yavama, and then he dies. According to the Chachamim, in the Mishnah over there, on Daf Lamed Aleph, the third brother is not allowed to be Miyabim, the Balas HaMaimer, the one that the second brother did Maimer to, because she has on her two Zikas Yevamim. You cannot be Miyabim, a Yevamim that has two Zikas on her. Now since he's Usser to her, he's also Usser to her Tzara. Now, of course, the Shita of the Chachamim only makes sense if you understand that Mimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomer, because if Mimer is Koine Kinyan Gomer, then it wouldn't be considered as if she has on her two Zikas Yevamin, because the Mimer is considered like the second brother was Koine her, and now you only have the Zika of the second brother. Reb Shimon argues in the Chachamim, and he says that the third brother is allowed to be Miyabim, the one that the second brother did Mimer to, and that's based on the Svar Mimonifshach. He says, if the second one's Mimer helps, then she's considered Eishes HaSheni. And if his Mimer didn't help, then she's considered only Eishes HaRishon. So you see the same sheet of Reb Shimon over there, that he's misupik if Mimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer or not. However, he says that it's possible that Reb Shimon only said that over there to play devil's advocate against the Chachamim, who said that there's an Isser of Shnei Yevamim. But not that he himself really holds that Mimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer. And as the Ritva explains over there, the Chachamim agree that there are no two Zikas Yevamim min HaTorah. It's just Exeris Chachamim to Aser Yibim of Shtei Yevamis that came from two separate Batim because of Exer that we're worried that he's going to be Miyabim, two Yevamis from one Bais, and that you're not allowed to do. And Reb Shimon is just coming to say that it's a very far-fetched Gzeira. However, the Arch Lener gives a different teretz to the question as to why we didn't bring the member of Reb Shimon from Daf Lamed Aleph. He says that since the purpose of this sugya is really to show that these Tanaim hold not only that conceptually Mimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer, rather that Mimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer and is Moineya, another Mimer from being Chal afterwards, so you don't really see that from Reb Shimon over there. From the case of the Bias Katan, the Bias Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, you do see it because over there we're discussing the Bias Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, which has a din of a Mimer, and what happens if his brother does Bia afterwards. So you know that the Halacha, according to Reb Shimon, is that ain't Mimer Achar Mimer. But from Reb Shimon over there in Daf Lamed Aleph, you don't see what the status of a Mimer is vis-a-vis a subsequent Mimer. Now Rashi, over here in Dera Maschel Bia Sheni Eina Bia, asks a very simple question on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that the Bia of a Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad is a Bia, and if it's Koine like a Mimer, then the Bia Sheni Eina Bia. So the Bia of the second one can't passel her to the first one, Lefi Reb Shimon. Asks Rashi, if the Bia of the first one was actually a Bia, then the Bia of the Sheni should be considered like a Znus to Eishes Ish, and it should aser her on the first one. Rashi answers that since there was no Kinoi Vestira, she doesn't become aser. Tosfos asks that it may be true that you need Kinoi and Stira if you only have one aid to the Stira. Then you have to have a prior Kinoi to show that she becomes Usser on her husband. But if you have two Aidim that he was actually boil her, then she would become Usser to her husband even without Kinoi Vestira. And therefore Tosfos understands that we're talking about a case where she was Shegeges when she was Nevelis to the second one, and therefore she does not become Usser to her husband. Tosfos gives another possibility, and that is we're talking about a Yevama Ketana. Since she's a Yevama Ketana, even if she was Nevelis Beratzin, it's considered like a Bias Oines, and therefore she doesn't become Neseres on her husband, because the halacha is that Pitoy Ketana is an Oines. Another Mahalach, says Tosfos, is that he was really Boil her Bal Karcha, and she's Anusa. Asks the Tosfos Zarash on that. If that's true, then the Bia of the Bentei Shana V'Yamechad should be totally pointless. Because like we said, it doesn't have a din of a Yibum, it's only like a Mimer. Now how could his Bia be work Bal Karcha if Mimer itself can't work Bal Karcha? Tosfos explains that that's not a kasha, because since Bia, generally speaking, with the Yavama is kind of Bal Karcha, so Chazal made the Bia's cotton Bal Karcha like Maimer Midaita. Mele, it has the name of Maimer, even though the Bia after it would not answer her on her husband.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.